Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my God, it's been another week and we're back in the saddle again. This is the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name's Mal, with me as always.
Promi. Nice call out to Aerosmith there.
Yes. I don't know.
They had a song.
Yeah, I know.
An old song.
Yes. Everything's old now, including Aerosmith. But that's okay. I like some of their stuff. They're one of those bands I never fell in love with, but I like a lot of their stuff. Like, they have good stuff, but just, I don't know.
Well, you know, the thing with them is that, you know, there was kind of like a, there was the pre, you know, there was the original Aerosmith, and then there was the sort of dead Aerosmith, and then there was the sort of, okay, we're off of our drugs now, Aerosmith.
Yeah.
And when they suddenly kind of got repopular.
Yeah,
and
cleaned up their junk.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. You know, it was two different versions of that band.
Yeah.
Some people liked them more the way they were, and yeah.
There's a lot of bands like that I like some of their stuff, or I even like a lot of their stuff. But I just don't go out and seek him out, you know.
Yeah.
The late, I forget what his name is, the guy from Linkin Park.
Okay.
You know, yeah. It's become very fashionable and cool to hate on them. I don't know why. I like everything I've ever heard from them. I'm just like, oh, okay. But I only have like a few of their CDs. I never went out and bought everything, you know, that they ever produced.
Well, it's cool and fashionable to be down on anything that's popular because.
That's cool.
Because popular means there's 50 million people that are into it, and that means it can't be that good, because what do those people know?
Ah, boo.
That's, you know, that's the hipster mentality.
Yeah, I know.
I wasn't a big Linkin Park fan, but it's not because I dislike them. I just, honestly, there's only like one song I can think of, and maybe if I'd listened to more of it, I'd have liked it. I don't have any problem. I definitely would not be somebody to diss them because I...
You don't know enough about them. And there's a million bands like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, and that's me and about 90% of music, to be honest.
Exactly. You know, that's one of those things where
I'm listening to Greatest Hits from the 50s, Top 100
nice.
In my car. So.
Yeah, all right.
So that's what's on my on my CD set lately.
Yeah, go online and diss them. They'll be like, what are you, 1,000? here's some music.
So, you an artist or something?
Yeah.
You do paintings or...
Yeah, paintings.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
What do you paint mostly?
I don't know, just people and fruit and shit.
Yeah.
you know that big thing that just happened? Yeah. Pretty crazy, right? Yeah, all right, that's us on the most current events. Moving on, yeah.
So we had to do this show early, because I'll be, you know, in Japan, meeting the guy that let me play the 5678s, you know, Kenji. I'm meeting him in Time Bomb Records in Osaka. So hopefully, I'm actually going to make up a whole bunch of surprise shirts for him. I'm going to do their logo on a couple of shirts.
I thought you were about to say I'm going to make up a story about who I am in America.
No, he knows I'm nobody. But he does remember me because I said, hey, pull some of the new 5.6/7.8 45s that are coming out on the 11/25 for me. I'm good for the money. So that's kind of cool. So I'm excited to go see. I'm gonna buy up a whole bunch of records, and I think he's probably going to turn me on with a whole bunch of stuff, new stuff to play. But anyway, that's not like, that's Time Bomb.
Here's the 1, 2, 3, 4s. They actually were the inspiration for the 5, 6, 7, 8s.
No, they aren't. So it should be fun. I'm excited about that.
That's what you know. You should start a band and call yourself the 1, 2, 3, 4s.
I'll be like, I don't get the joke.
You could go on a tour with them, though.
I mean, I'll be like, nobody gets the joke.
You could open for the 5, 6, 7, 8s. That would be perfect.
That would be perfect. They'd be like, this band's terrible. But
the 1, 2, 3, 4s opening for the 5, 6,
they always open for the 5, 6, 7, 8s, you know. Yes. Fun stuff. I'm a little bit, I'm not nervous about the flight or nervous about the thing. It's a long trip. Oh, my God.
Well, you can be, nervous. You can be not looking forward to something.
That's, I'm not nervous. It's just, I'm just like,
you're just
dreading the 22 hours of flight is a lot of flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like go to sleep. It's like watch a movie and then eat and then go to sleep.
So you guys stop in Hawaii?
And then wake up and then you still have 9 hours. That's what happens.
Are you guys, do you stop in Hawaii? Is it straight?
Go, yeah, well, no, it goes Tampa to Atlanta, Atlanta to Seoul, Seoul to Japan.
Wow.
Which is weird because you'd think they could just go to Japan. Because
Seoul would be overshooting.
It's just basically like the same, but it always goes to Korea first.
Huh.
Yeah, so I said, huh.
They must have done that. You know, the Koreans, they don't like the Japanese, so they're like, you know what? We're going to screw you guys on every international flight. You're going to come through our country.
You'd be like, what an odd way to get back at them. Yeah. Whatever, I guess.
And our customs people are really impolite, so.
You're like, you got me again, Seoul. So, yeah. I don't know. So, basically, going for a Japanese wedding, an exchange student that got married has invited us to her wedding, so I'm like, wow. It's an honor to fly across the country to be uncomfortable in a suit. But then I'll do that. And then after that, we're doing 3 days in Kyoto.
Like, yeah, it's an honor. And it's also a good excuse for a trip to Japan.
Yes. And so it's 3 days in Kyoto. And I think 2 days in Kobe. And then 3 days in Osaka. And then back on that big old jet airliner. Come carry me far, far away. Back home. Woof. So, but yes, I don't know.
So, are the seats as crappy on these long international flights?
Okay, never they mind. Are 100% as crappy. I called window so I can squish my fat body up against the window
wall
and,
instead of another human.
Yes,
you know.
I don't like people very
or
much.
Or Sally
so,
the beer wench.
Yeah, so she's, you know, we'll see what we can get, but she's kind of got that dialed in. So hopefully, it's not too horrible of a flight.
Same old story. Boy finds girl, boy loses girl, girl finds boy. Boy forgets girl, boy remembers girl. And girl dies in a tragic blimp accident over the Orange Bowl on New Year's Day.
Good year?
No, the worst.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
this family's come a long way from Transylvania, when we used to pound steaks into each other.
Invasion of the Blood Farmers. Coming in the dead of night. Coming to plant the living and harvest the dead. More raw terror, more stomach-turning shock than you can take. We warn you, don't eat before you see Invasion of the Blood Farmers, and you'll have nothing to lose.
Stop it!
Invasion of the Blood Farmers, released by NMD Films, in color, rated PG. Come to the class reunion, but only if you have a craving for terror. For nothing is more terrifying than a party given by the Redeemer. First, the Omen. Now, the Redeemer. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. A Dimension Pictures release.
Little pigs, let me come in. Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in.
All right, that was the Octopus Project off of Memory Mirror. I played Beta, Wand, Brounce, Leverage, and Pedro Dash Yang.
Okay? Pedro Yang.
Yes. I don't know. That must be a new famous restaurant. So, yeah, so something came to mind. I guess I'll put you on the spot a little bit here, but maybe you have a new phone, and that's awesome. You know, the new phones are always cool. You have a young son.
Yes.
How old is your son?
He is 5.
When is he going to have a phone? Does he have a phone? I guess I should start by saying.
He does not.
Okay. First you answer, then I'll probe deeper as to when do people, do kindergarten kids walk around phones yet? Probably some, but I don't know. What's your stance on the kid phone thing?
I don't know.
yeah, that's my take.
His cousin, who I think is 7, okay. She might be 8. Has one, but it's a wristwatch one, and it only has like 4 buttons, so she can call one of X people. It's not a smartphone. Like for communicate, you know, like for call mom.
No
call.
Selfies, no recording stuff. See, now that'd be what I.
Yeah.
There is a part.
And it's
where,
like a Dick Tracy phone. She talks into her wrist, you know?
there is a point where brains aren't smart enough to understand consequences. Even teenagers.
I was
going to
say,
don't.
That kind of goes into. Personally, it seems like that goes into the mid 20s, maybe
mid 40s, mid 50s. Yeah, no. Famously, teenagers have no concept of consequence until you're a little bit older. But, I mean, kids really don't.
Yeah. And not in a, I'm going to live forever, don't tell me what to do, man. But in a, like, I just have no concept of how.
Gee, I wonder if this is going to hurt my hand. Oh, look, flames hurt my hand.
Yeah.
That's weird. You know, yeah.
Yeah, not in a defiant way, but just an absolute pure innocence way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he loves playing with my phone cuz of games and stuff. Mm. But yeah, it's going to be as long as I can.
That's a
hold
tough
out.
Decision. Like I think about that a lot of times, how hard it is. You know, we didn't have a lot of money, but my parents did fine. We were fine. We had a house. You know, and they didn't have a lot of upkeep other than clothing, you know, one or two, like, big purchases, maybe. Like, I had a mini bike.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that constant, like, oh my God, basic stuff. And I was like, how do parents keep up now? It's crazy. You know, just the school says, oh, well, they need flash drives, they need this, they need that. And you're like, oh my God, you know, you need a number 2 pencil and get to school or
right,
I'm going to whip you.
You know, wide ruled paper.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's just such a hard thing. And I guarantee there's some parents that give their kids kindergarten has a smartphone that's better than mine. And I'm like, wow, that's not.
Well, I'll tell you, we went to a school session. I have them in a fundamental school, which is like a, I don't know, it's a public school, but you got to jump through hoops to get into it. And there's only so many kids that can, you know.
It's a little bit better than a public school.
It's a little better than a normal. Well, put it to you this way. In Pinellas County, the fundamental schools, I think last year all got A's. you know, in terms of the grades for the right. school itself. And I think the highest any non-fundamentals got were C.
It was like an F minus.
You know, so so as a parent, you want to try, you know, if it, and it, there's challenges aside from the fact that it's a lottery to get in. You know, they don't provide busing or anything. So if you're not living close to one, you have to provide back and forth transfer. Wow. I mean, like, it's a challenge. It's difficult, and it's not something that every parent can do, obviously. But one of the
some parents just don't care.
And a lot of parents don't care. Yeah. But, I mean, even parents that want the best for their kids and can't afford to send them to private schools, you know, they can't. This isn't an option that's available for everyone.
Right.
I got lucky. That's literally how he's there, is because we got
make the best of the kid, yeah.
Like, but one of the things, though, is that we have to we have these monthly meetings, though. And last week we had our... Everything got pushed back because of the hurricane.
Right.
The first one we were supposed to have didn't happen, and then then the nature of the other meetings. This is the first meeting we've actually had that was really, you know, just parents sitting in a classroom, sitting in chairs made for 5-year-olds, you know, humorously,
yeah,
with the teachers. And they were actually doing a session on iPad apps, like apps, you know, that are good, you know,
for their kids,
that good, like, oh. good for the learning and the training. And somebody asked about something like with Android or Kindle, and they were like, there might be something available, but
oh my God.
So, you know, like, you're in this thing, you know, this is a public school, and they're saying, basically saying, you know, and this is what you can use your child's $250 or $300 or $500 device to to do with their, you know, and it's like, well, if you don't have one of those, then I guess you're not a good parent or something, you know.
Yeah.
That wasn't what the intention was, obviously.
But that's the message.
That was
you're
the,
like, wow.
And that's the assumption, yeah. is that, yeah, you'll have one of these because, you know. Because
who doesn't have one of those?
Exactly.
Wow. That would send chills down my spine.
And like, that's crazy because it was public school. You know, they had a fall festival, and it was the saddest fall festival I've ever seen in my life because some of these games were so just, I can't even describe them and really do this justice.
Uh-huh.
I kept thinking, like, I got to get talking with somebody next year because I think me and a hacksaw could put something better together than some of what this is. And you know how, hardware inclined I am.
Yeah, you're like, wow, okay.
But,
yeah, it's the way of the world.
But, I mean,
I guess.
You know, so it's not like the school, it's not like we're going to some richy rich school or anything, but.
It's just expected.
Yeah.
Very interesting. That was just something I was thought of the other day and I was curious about because, wow.
But, yeah, I'm going to try to keep them away as long as I can.
Fight the power, man.
Hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Just cry, cry, cry. Well, what you gonna do? Rex. And if you study with my 8-week program, you will learn a system of self-defense that I developed over 2 seasons of fighting in the Octagon. It's called Rex Kwando!
The ultimate nightmare.
Cannibal girls.
Warning.
The sound of a bell will warn you when to close and open your eyes.
To help you try to forget. Super Shock 2. Raw meat.
I imagine as each one died,
the others ate him.
Cannibal girls and raw meat. Rated R from America International Pictures.
Warning.
Dad, we can't see the movie.
I can't believe we're paying to see something we get on TV for free. If you ask me, everybody in this theater is a giant sucker. Especially you!
Alright, that was, of course, The Baby Shakes from Turn It Up. I played Baby Blue, Come On, and Last Night. Good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. They just won some, I think they just won some award. I should just keep up on things and also remember things. But I don't either of those. So sad. So, yeah. So, we have your tech all squared up with the kid, and that's good. I'm trying to think. I had something for this segment, and I should probably think of this before I turn the microphone on.
But while you're thinking about that, though, in relation to that, I read an article recently, and they were talking about how... you ever notice how on Facebook it'll recommend people, and these are people like you haven't talked to in forever, and you don't... like people that you knew through them, you're not friends with them on Facebook. Like they seem to have magically picked this person out of the air.
Yeah,
and algorithms recommended them to you. Well, one thing that was came to light recently is one of the methods that Facebook uses to make connections with people is people's contact books. You know, when you install the app on your phone and it says, we access your contact list?
Yeah.
They actually suck your entire contact list up into their system, and they don't just use it to find your Facebook friends. They hold on to it. And so think about this for a minute. Let's say you're not on Facebook, but your wife is, Sally the Beer Winch is. Let's say I am, and somebody else is, and we all have your phone number in our contact list. Well... now they know there's a connection between the three of us, which is you, which means that third person might actually get recommended to me as a friend because somebody that's not even on Facebook, they know that I also know.
That's scary. That kind of stuff is always scary to me, you know.
And the thing about that is that they're using your information without your consent, your knowledge, your approval, or, you know, anything. And the only way for you to get your information off of there is to have everybody you know who had you as a contact list to remove you.
Yeah.
And that's assuming you know who all, you know, anyone even had it.
Yeah, because, yeah, work acquaintances have it, people under you have it, people over you have it, you know, you're just like, wow. That's kind of, that stuff is amazing how that works and how, like, because, you know, like last week, my Facebook, how it loads onto my phone has changed.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't change it, but that's the way it is now. It has... some of the stuff is on the bottom on a little sill instead of the top, and it's not settings because I looked in settings and it just.
It might have been an update to the app, and they just decided to rearrange how that all works.
Golly!
You know? But with that thing though, a young woman and her anonymous sperm donor were recommended for friends because this was a person who actually did know her parents back at that time, but you know for a variety of reasons they no longer associated and also tried to keep that information, you know, distant from her. They're like somebody who was a victim of rape and their perpetrator were connected because they weren't complete strangers when that event happened in the past. You know, like weird crap. And, you know,
you should be a little bit more careful about these type of things.
And it kind of reminds me of how Facebook is the devil, you know, about like the way they, you know, they tailor news articles and, you know, promoted posts and stuff based on things, your affiliations, the people you were with and things that you've liked and other people have liked, which creates an echo chamber. And it's not them actually trying to do anything bad. It's trying to make their product more appealing to their end users.
But as a result, too far, though, you know.
But as a result, though, yeah, they're manipulating you in a way, though, and trapping you in sort of a echo chamber of your own thought processes.
That's,
because
that's the one thing I initially I was like, oh, the internet, this is so great. I can look stuff up and I can learn things. It's a good tool. It's not a good tool. Yeah. It continually molds and just becomes what it thinks it's supposed to be for me, and that's not what I want at all.
Yeah, and I mentioned Facebook. Facebook has it easy because you log in. You know, it's a closed network.
Yeah.
But it happens everywhere. It's just like when you go to a website and then you see ads for that website for like the next month.
Yeah.
You think like, wow, this place is spending a lot of money on advertising. It's like, well, they are, but specifically to advertise to you, not to, you know, it's no coincidence that,
yeah, I used to use my computer a lot to look stuff up. As I was building stuff, building graphic design,
Sex Dungeon. Yeah.
You know, for graphic design, like what's this product? What I used to do this a lot when I was designing stuff to see what does their building look like? What does their logo look like? There's certain things that you can key into that make your design more appealing. And I always did this my whole career. And then, like, my computer kept on saying, hey, you like horseshoes? And I'd be like, why are you showing me horseshoes? Oh, because I looked up Lucky Horse Place, and now it thinks I like horses, you know?
Right.
But all day, every day. So I have the most confused website ever, or web pages ever, because, you know, it's just all nonsense.
Good for you then, because you don't have to worry about ever getting suckered in front of them. If you buy a horse, I'll get worried. But otherwise, you know.
No. Here's some music.
Where's Junior?
What do you mean, didn't you put him in?
No, I thought. Where'd we leave him?
I'm gonna teach you to knock the morning. Two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Yes, that was the Detroit Cobras. No, that was the Detroit Cobras from Life, Love, and Leaving. Hey, Saloni, he did it, and Home in Your Heart. That group really rips it up. I have a bunch of their stuff.
Now, could Cobras really live in Detroit? I'm thinking the weather would be...
They could.
Could they?
There's plenty of tires and burned out buildings in Detroit, so they just would go there.
Okay. So it's possible these Cobras are not completely domestic.
Probably not.
Okay.
They're a crazy band, though. I really dig their stuff. So they were recommended to me from the internet when I liked certain other ones. I was like, weird.
Yeah.
So, yikes. All right. We don't have enough time to go into that, unfortunately. Looks like that's going to be it for this week. I will see you on the other side from Japan.
Land of the Rising Sun.
Yes. Hopefully I'll bring back some crazy goodies to share with everyone. I'm sure I will. Time Bomb will hook us up. You got anything else?
Yeah.
Nope, that's it. All right. My name's Mal, with me as always.
From me.
And we will see you next week with more Indie Circuit Shenanigans.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.